when you walk through the memorial site, you're going to walk through two mountains. We call that the Mountain of Despair. Those are boulders of granite, 30 feet tall. Once on the other side of the Mountain of Despair, there's a crescent-shaped wall with Dr. King's quotations, about 14 of them on that wall. Mm. And you still have not seen Dr. King until you walked out towards the Jefferson, and there on a third stone that looks like it was carved out of the mountain, you see Dr. King carved there.
Yeah, and I've seen some sketches of it, and it's probably in place now, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty much up. We still got other things to do with it, but the three main pieces are definitely up.
And it almost looks like he's coming right out, like emerging right out of the stone. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's carved out of there, and he's standing there after he has juxtaposed himself out of the mountain.
Give folks an idea, because this is such a gorgeous spot as well. The FDR Memorial, of course, is a little further around on the Tidal Basin, and of course, the Jefferson Memorial just across the way. It's really a spectacular spot.
It is a wonderful location. It's right, as you said, we're 50 yards from the FDR, but we're right there on the corner of Independence and West Basin Drive. This is where a lot of people come and see the cherry trees bloom. And
right.
We're right there. It's going to be a wonderful burst of color come April.
And so this has been a long, you've been working very hard at getting this done, haven't you?
Yes, we have. This is about 25 years in the making, but we're so pleased that we're on schedule, we're on time to make this a reality.
And talk a little bit, in days like we're celebrating Martin Luther King, his birthday, this has to take special recollection around that kind of event.
Oh, without question. I think next year this time, when it's open to the public, people from all over will be able to come over to his site on Martin Luther King's birthday and celebrate the man and the message and the movement and what he stood for, as opposed to just taking a day off work or doing anything else. Boom. Come there and let's reflect on what his messages have been and what they are.
And what do you hope? I mean, talk about the, because these are these big slabs of granite, almost mountains of, as you described, the mountains of granite. I know these have meaning as well.
They do. We got four tenements that we talk about that are important to us, and that's Dr. King's message on justice, love, courage, and democracy.
And that all ties it together to his real message about all those subjects.
Without question.
Yeah. Is there a way that people can also contribute? I know there, you were looking for contributions.
We are still looking for contributions. We're still asking your listeners to please join us and make this a memorial that the people actually build. And so they can go to our website, www.buildthedream.org or mlkmemorial.org, and make a contribution.
So this is public land, of course. What's the relationship between you guys and the Park Service and those kinds of things?
Well, actually, once it's complete, this belongs to the nation and to the Park Service, and the Park Service will maintain this into perpetuity.
And actually on the mlkmemorial.org website, there's amazing pictures, and you talk about the designer. Tell us a little bit about the person who actually pulled all this together, because you had a contest for that, right?
Yeah, we did. We did an international competition, over 900 entries from around the world, about 52 different countries, and the winning design solution came from a group called the ROMA, R-O-M-A, Design Group, out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they came up and won the contest, so we're very pleased with the design that they came up with, and we're pretty much on schedule. We're looking at what the original design looked like.
And it's had to have been hard. You had to get a lot of submissions when you came up with the idea. A lot of people would like to do this.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we wanted to give anybody who thought he or she had an idea on what this memorial ought to look like, we wanted to give them an opportunity to test the waters and float their ideas and see. And so we had an international jury pool which selected this one particular board project that came from the ROMA group.
Did you have a panel that selected the final design?
Yes, we did have a panel from architects, engineers, professors from around the country who selected, and world. A couple of guys were from out of the country who also came.
And again, by August, this will be fully open and everyone can participate.
We fully expect dedication August 28th, and we expect not only a lot of Americans, but people from other countries to come and see this magnificent work that we have put together.
And I was down there the other day when we haven't had terrible snow, but they were working right through the snow. You're like, mush, keep going.
Well, we want to make sure we're on schedule, and I mean, we're dealing with granite, so it's not like we got a lot of cement laying around.
Right.
So we were able to work through the snow, through the rain, and get this thing done.
Excellent. And these were actually, and I was reading one of the stories on your website about the people who actually carve these things, because that, I mean, that's not a skill that's a, not many people do that anymore.
No, no. It's a skill that is rapidly fading. And so we were able to find this guy in China, Master Lei, who actually came up, and he still was doing it old style. I mean, hammer, chisel, and he went from a design in clay, 30 feet tall.
Wow.
From clay, he went to porcelain, 30 feet tall, and from porcelain, he went to granite. And so it's an art form. It's an art that is being lost around the world. So we're very fortunate to have this one guy who still do this kind of work.
Yeah, not many people do it anymore.
No.
You've also had a number of corporate organizations that have donated a lot of money to help make this a reality.
We're very pleased. From General Motors, Tommy Hilfiger, Aflac Insurance, the oil companies, BP, Shell, ExxonMobil, the list goes on and on. Marriott, the list goes on. The folks who said, hey, we want to do this. Verizon stepped up in a huge way. So we still need some more, but a lot of people stepped up to make this happen.
And the other thing that's fun about the website, and as I say, we'll have the link on federalnewsradio.com, you have a webcam, so people can actually see the work as it goes on.
Without question. It's a beauty to sit there and watch that camera and see the people working. And, you know, everybody's out there kind of working busy, as you say, in the rain and the snow and maybe even the
They're like postal workers. Doesn't matter what
yes.
comes down. They keep marching along.
Yes.
Again, to meet that end of August deadline. And once it's open, this will be like the other monuments where it'll be just part of that environment. You'll be able to walk through it almost any time.
Yes, yes. You'll be able to walk through it. It's open to the public when it's open, day or night. A beautiful night view that's going to be had over there. So it'll be a wonderful place to take photos at night or at day and just sit and bask in what Dr. King talked about as you read his the inscriptions on the wall.
And the great thing, and I know it like the FDR Memorial, it's almost a very calming place. So it is a place where you take that step back and read those words and almost let them wash over you, for lack of a better term, to really sort of soak in the power of the words.
Without question, it's going to be a place of reflection for people to come and sit down and reflect. Think. And in days like this and times that we are living in, I think just hearing and knowing about Dr. King's calming voice would be just a something that this country and that the people who come visit will need.